I see old JV slipped into town, got sworn in, got on the payroll, and slipped out before he had to see me. You tell him I want to get his picture with me on the front page of every newspaper in Mississippi, so he could never be elected to office.
No, I said he'd be coming back. He'll be coming back.
He had a matter.
He represented the House members over there in that contest.
Yeah.
And he had to get on. While he's up here, we thought we'd show him up there.
Well, I think that's mighty good.
Yeah.
I don't know how important is it that you speculate or your committee on how much we might perhaps maybe have to spend next year in Vietnam?
Well, I don't know that it's so important, Mr. President.
I'm trying
to be on every turn about that.
I would tell them that's very speculative, that we just can't tell. Tell you why.
All right.
I got 100 days that I've got Dean Rusk and Arthur Goldberg and Averill Harriman and every man that I can find trying to get us out of Vietnam before we get into war with Russia and China.
Yeah.
Now, when you say it's going to cost us $10 billion there, that's what we're going to spend, the first thing Ho Chi Minh does, he takes your statement, along with one of Morris's, where Morris tells us to get out, and where you say it's going to cost $10 billion. And he says to Mr. Kosygin, look here at these damn Yankees are putting in $10 billion, now how much are you going to put in? So they have to air back and look at it, and they say, well, we can't run out on our communist brothers, and if they are going to do this, why, we'll just have to do it too. So then he runs up and he says, well, I'll have a little talk with the Chinese.
Yeah.
And he says to them, now how much are you going to put in to help me? Because look what the Yankees are doing. They haven't done it, but Stennis says they're going to do it. He's made a prediction here, and ain't nobody paid him for it. He didn't get any money for it. He didn't write any article. He just volunteered it.
Yeah.
And then they put in, and then both of them get in a little deeper and get a little more concrete and a little harder to move. And I'm trying to keep Russia out of it every way I can. I'm trying to keep from forcing the Chinese to come in. I'm trying to keep these two groups from letting Ho Chi Minh pull them into it. And if we could, until January, now we may have to ask you for X billion and Y men. And just be perfectly frank with you, some of your generals asked for it the other day, and I just said I'm not ready to have a land war right now, and I'm going to put it off at least another 90 days, and I'm going to search for every way we can do it. So if in your debate you could say that we're making 66 helicopters a day at one of our plants there, and we've only lost 26 since 1st of January. Now, we're going to be losing planes, and we're going to be losing some helicopters. We don't know. Nobody can guess how many we're going to lose tomorrow. That's so speculative. We might lose one. We might lose 10. And if we lost one, it would cost so many thousand, 100,000. If it lost 10, it'd be 10 times that much. So it's just purely speculative. By January, we'll come in and we'll give an accounting of just what we've done, and then we'll lay it on the line. Now, we know it's going to be extra money. We know that if we haven't done any better, it's going to be extra men. I've already said that. But I don't want to give them any speculative figure that they can trade on with Russia and China. Now, I thought I ought to tell you that. And I told Dick that, and I said, now you just quit guessing it's going to be $10 billion or $15 billion or $20 billion. That sounds like that Amos Andy program anyway, you know. You remember he used to say, President of Fresh Air Taxi Cab Company, about how many millions did he make? So if you would help me out a little bit and can when these fellows go to cutting at it and just say, well, now I don't want to withhold any facts we have. But if you'll tell me how many helicopters are going to be shot down tomorrow morning in daylight, I'll tell you how much it's going to cost us. But I really don't know.
Well, I tell you, I want to hold your hands up.
Well,
I want to help you rather than put out.
I know that.
In
I know
hand.
You do. I know that. I know that. I know that. And
we wouldn't be
in there if you'd had your way. And I know it. But I'm trying to postpone something that doesn't look too good. But I got a 10% chance to find some agreement, and I don't want to do anything to keep it from happening. And
well, you're so right. I certainly don't want to do anything to hinder you. I want to help you instead.
Well, I thought I ought to.
I told my staff here now that. prepare questions, I mean, prepare to meet questions on the floor, and everything I said was going to be to back up your moves and
that's
back
good.
Up this war, and that's what I'm going to do now. There, I don't care who it is, anything else, I'm going to put them on the line by saying we got to back up the boys, we got to stand behind our flag, and so forth, and you too.
Thank you, my friend.
Fill it out just
Thank
that way. And I regret that anything.
I'm just telling you about there'll be questions. Yeah. And
all right.
Best way for you to answer them, just say, if you'll tell me how many planes are going to be shot down, there's six of them shot down the other day, and they cost X million apiece.
Yeah.
Now, if they're going to be six a day, I can tell you, but I don't know whether it's going to be one or six or none. And I don't want to get speculating because I mislead our friends and I deceive our enemies, and I give them information I don't want them to have and I don't know besides.
But
we're going to do whatever's necessary. We're going to spend whatever we got to rather than run out on our Marines and the rest of them that are out there. That's what
right.
you can say.
Well, I'm going to back it up.
Thank you, John.
Back it up, boy.
Thank you, boy.
Yes, sir.